Playboy Radio, available on all things comedy as well.
Live.
Not live.
Oh.
This is live. That is not live. Hey, if you guys listened to last episode, you guys heard some new Miss Naughtylicious. Yep. They're both pretty cool.
Yeah.
Found out one of them was married to a guy from Steel Panther. I wish we could have talked to them about whether Steel Panther still hates me.
Now, do you think that – do you have facts that support that Steel Panther hates you?
No,
or
I don't think I'm that important.
Okay. Well, as long as you're taking the really negative approach. No, they can't hate me. I'm not even hateable to them. They can't muster that emotion for me, let alone me.
They seem to enjoy themselves.
Vicky,
yeah, was all right.
We didn't get a chance on the last episode to congratulate you on the awesome 200 that you edited together.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
It was really good, man.
Oh,
that was really
guys.
Funny.
It was a great one.
That was some really funny stuff. Oh, I was cracking up. Gareth loved it because he was here. He heard it live. And what he heard live,
all things
he really loved. Do you know that Gareth hasn't listened to an episode since
Josh Barnett?
Yeah.
No, the big three.
Oh, you listened to that one?
Yeah,
the laughter one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, listen to that
That's
one.
It.
That's
so
nothing.
So you listened to a video app.
That I don't understand why, but do you understand my point that I've said I've lived the experience?
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like I'm not crazy about pictures. Like, I'm not one of these people who's like if you're shooting something or that's like, oh, get a pic of me and him. Get a pic. Like, I just, that's not how I
Let me
operate.
Ask something. Did I already talk about Rob Ford here on the show?
I don't know, but I'm down to only talk about Rob Ford from now on. Oh, because he was at the comedy store.
Yeah, did I talk about that?
No.
I don't think we did. No.
Rob Ford comes to the comedy store during the Oscars.
Yeah.
And everybody's taking pictures with him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, which, including myself.
Yeah, all right. Let's remember that fact in about 4 seconds.
But why is everybody taking pictures with him when we should just open the bar, let him go crazy, and see what
Sam,
fucking shit we can get into?
Do you understand for a minute I thought you were going to take the approach of we should vilify him and people shouldn't be taking pictures with him? But my man, no, he's going the other direction. Let the fucking bull into the china shop.
Yeah.
Let's fucking party.
Dude,
couldn't
you
agree
know
more.
There's blow all over the place.
Couldn't agree more.
Let's, why?
It he just probably will not do coke with Jamaicans anymore. I would guess that.
Luckily, there's no Jamaicans at the comedy
yeah,
store.
As long as there's not that, because they just keep filming him. Well, he's like, no, put him out. Put him out right down to the town, yeah. Make, yeah, move two of them. Yeah, slam him. Hurt his head and all that, yeah.
Right. It's like, put down the camera.
Yeah.
Let me do some blow.
Put down
here.
The camera and cut the mayor a line, dummy.
There could have been a 5-minute window. Everyone get your pictures now. Do a lineup. Everyone go through. Everyone get your
He'd
picture.
He'd probably snort the lineup.
There's a guy there that was his, like, his.
He'd snort the line. The line would be so long. He'd be like, ooh, I fancy my nostril around that one. Ow! Mayor Rob Ford snorted a line full of fans earlier. More at 11. I don't need to snort fans. I have fans at home to snort.
Oh, man.
Did you watch the Jimmy Kimmel with him?
So good.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that Jimmy Kimmel's like, everybody hates you. Everybody hates you.
What Jimmy Kimmel did is what Howard Stern does, which is when they have a big moment, they don't let you down. I think Jimmy Fallon's show is also good, but Jimmy Fallon is like, he's very effusive with his praise towards people. Jimmy Kimmel had Rob Ford on. I mean, I'd have been pissed if he was just kind of like, you know, kind of just dancing around the issue. Instead, he fucking just went at him.
Which was so great.
I mean, he just did what he was supposed to do, which was ask the questions and make the points we all want.
But my question is, My question is this. Why we got shit on him?
I mean, you know, look. I think the reason why you have to shit on him is because as much as you want to say this guy's the exception to the rule, he's such a fucking fuck up. He's so out of his mind. Let's just celebrate him. Because that sets such a horrible precedent. But really, he belongs in the Smithsonian. He is just the best.
I mean, how old is he? He's got to be 50, right? Around
50? I mean, he's probably 31. He just looks like he's a fucking stoned whale, though, just because he's like, just all he does is consume.
So fucking funny.
He is still the mayor, right?
I mean, yes, dude, he's running for re-election.
There's a re-election in September, but I mean, he has his power still.
And you know we love Toronto on this show.
Oh,
Torontonians, don't let us down. Give Rob Ford what he needs, a little more time in office. let's see how far we can ride this pony, Toronto.
What about the guy who ran against the dead dude? Ran against somebody who died and lost.
Yeah, who was that? That was
he became our first ever head of Homeland Security.
Tom Ridge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Ridge. I mean, you lost against a dead guy.
Yeah.
Then we make him our Homeland Security guy.
Yeah.
Imagine the guy running against Rob Ford.
Dude, the guy running against Rob Ford is like, my policy is I'm not answering any questions. I'm just going to sit here and tell you I won't do that.
And they keep going, hey, man, you smoke crack. It's on tape. He's going, show me the tape. Where's the tape? Let me see the tape.
Yeah, well, we don't have the tape of him necessarily smoking the crack, but we do have the tape of him, you know, talking about beating up Mike Tyson and eating his heart. We have many tapes of him falling, which he's a bloated druggie.
Into that woman, him mowing down that woman.
Yeah. And you know what?
The best.
This was the best too, was when he goes, he was like, where did he go? Hey.
Things are happening.
Things are happening. Keep talking. I'm trying to do something.
Well, I
we thought they were
loop.
Connected.
Yeah.
I was like, there you go.
This is something totally different.
There's surprises going on.
There's something big. We got two big guests about to come on, but I want to get the one guest on before we get to the second guest.
So, okay. You can do that.
Oh, thank you, dude.
You can do whatever you want, Sam.
So my whole thing was like, why didn't we just give him booze and drugs?
Why don't? Yeah, we should.
Right? Totally.
Yes, absolutely. We should stop making him feel bad for being a legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crime is up. Crime is down.
Think of Hunter
Business
S. Thompson.
Yeah.
That is true. Rob Ford does, I mean, who knows how. Signed stuff on blackout.
I want to work on this new bit about how, like, we should legalize prostitution so we could tax it.
Yeah, we should.
And everyone's like, you know, girls are going to be like, oh, I don't like that. That's something that blah, blah, blah. But do you know how many great thinkers in the history of mankind have been known for fucking hookers?
Yeah.
Ben Franklin comes to mind.
Tons
immediately.
Of them.
Yeah, Ben Franklin. Slaves. Ben Franklin had no choice.
Those were slaves?
Yeah, Ben Franklin fucked slaves, not hookers.
Oh,
guys.
If they were getting paid.
Listen, guys.
Count.
We have a major phone call.
Uh-oh.
Calling me in right now.
Oh,
this
boy.
Is an international celebrity. I don't know if you guys heard about the controversy on there, but apparently a gentleman in Britain, England, called and ordered a pizza from Domino's.
Oh, yeah.
Fucked the pizza, burnt his dick,
yeah.
And complained back to Domino's.
We have the pizza fucker?
Yes. He is here online.
Oh, my God.
He is here. Please welcome to the Naughty Show, Lad Vigo, everybody. Lad.
Hello, how are you doing tonight?
Lad, thank you so much for calling in. I understand you're probably getting hit by press all the time. You are the man who ordered Domino's pizza and humped it and then got upset because you burnt your dick. Is that true?
You know, in a runabout way, yes, I guess it is kind of true, but I like to think that I made love to it, you know, because you're shagging the pizza.
Okay, explain exactly what happened. How did it go down?
Well, basically, I work as a busser. at this medieval food place, okay? And I'm moving my way up eventually to be a squire and then a jousty knight. You know, it's a career choice.
Okay.
And the only thing they serve at this fucking bloody place is fucking boar and radishes, okay? So I'm sick of the food. It gives me the hot trots, so I can't eat any of the food there. So I clock out, go home, put a nice little buzz on, drinking some beer, and decide I order Domino's pizza.
Okay. Why? Okay, you ordered Domino's pizza. What kind of pizza did you order?
It was a Domino's pizza. And I find out it's a lot better than the Pizza Hut pizza. It's the texture is better. And let's be honest, who the fuck eats or fucks Little Caesars anymore, you know?
It's true. That does sound crazy when you put it like that.
Good point. Who eats Little Caesar anymore? Anybody?
A bunch of fucking slags probably fucking eat and put down the gullets, you know. If you're going to shag a nice pizza, you know, at least have the fucking decency to get a Domino's, right? So I ordered a Domino's extra large pepperoni pizza with the bread knots and marinara, okay?
Did you fuck those?
Well, no, I didn't. I teabagged the bread knots with some marinara, I was a little bit buzzed. And then I looked down at the pizza, we made contact, and I rolled up the pizza. And just pulled out me a member, my chef, really started giving a good shag, and then all fucking hell broke loose.
What?
I tarnished my taint. The helmet on my fucking cock was fucking swollen to the point I had to go to the emergency room for third-degree burns from their pepperoni grease that they heated up way too hot in the ovens.
It's too hot to fuck, which I think you're making a fair point.
I was like the fucking sun, mate.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, bloody hell, my fucking balls were fucking just red big plums of cherries fucking on fire.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow. Yeah. It's terrible, yeah.
No,
it's... tarnished my taint.
No, it tarnished your taint, yeah.
We've heard. Man, that's horrible, you got tarnished taint. How long does it take for a tarnished taint to heal?
The doctor says it's going to be a couple weeks, but the thing is, when I sit down to fucking make me browns, it fucking is burning, mate. Fucking raw rashy. So I wrote a tweet about it to Domino's Pizza, and they said, we're extremely sorry. Get back to our home office. Email is there. I emailed them there. No reciprocation whatsoever.
So you've,
I tweeted again.
Okay, go on.
I tweeted again, and these tweets came back and said, we're sorry. We have to think about in the future to make our pizzas not so hot as to burn your balls. They fucking hell right, they're not.
Well, yeah. I mean, as long as no more taints get tarnished.
Now, have you made love to other pizzas before? What pizza's best pizza? The bone? I know you kind of mentioned that you didn't want to bang Little Caesars, but, you know, Domino's.
Papa John's, well, to tell you the truth, Papa John's isn't too bad if you get the meat lovers, but you got to watch the temperature. I was in Chicago one time. I got the deep dish, and I got the plum all the way down to the crust. The cheesy inside. The marinara is nice and salty on me, remember? It was great. That's
nice and
pizza.
Nice and salty?
No, not nice and salty.
Softy,
nice and
soft.
Salty.
Sorry,
right?
I'm sorry. There's a language.
God damn it, man.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Guy's fucking spilling his heart out here, and you're just busting his taint.
No, I am not tarnishing this gentleman's taint.
Don't bust me taint. You can't bust it anymore.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's other foods that, you know, are nice to fuck, too.
Okay.
But if you're in a fix, I always prefer the just purely cheese and jalapeno hot pockets, because you can heat them up for about 2 minutes, snip off the end, and it's kind of like a fleshlight of food.
That should be their marketing scheme. Hot pockets.
It's time.
The fleshlight of food.
Yeah, and then when you come, it's symmetrically sealed within a hot pocket, and you toss in the trash. Or you decide to eat it, how drunk you may be, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, PB&Js are nice too.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Peanut butter. Huh?
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Oh yeah, but you gotta get the creamy peanut butter. You get the crunchy, it gives you the rash, you know, on your shaft. So that, and the grape jams are great, and the marmalade preserves the best.
Now, have you tried chicken sandwiches? Because that's Sam's food to fuck of choice.
Yes. I did hump a fucking chicken sandwich before. I did
chicken
hump
a... Chicken cordon bleu stuffed with cheese and spinach is the best.
Very good choice, Sam. So Sam started.
And you know what I like to do? Yeah, what I like to do during Lent season is go to Mickey D's and get me a filet of fish with a tartar sauce. And just go to town and shag the hell out of it.
Lent's
you know?
Right in.
Lad. Lad.
Make the Pope smile.
You are amazing. Lad, will you call in any other time you've boned a chicken sandwich and just kind of just anything? You've ever boned anything, please call in and give us a little update about how it went.
Oh, no problem, mate.
Late.
You got it.
Lad Vigo, guys, thank you so much for calling in, lad. That was amazing.
It's quite a cheers, guess,
cheers.
I mean, dude, I had to go through publicists. I had to go through everything. Thanks, lad. You're the best.
He doesn't seem – he's really honest, too.
Yeah, right? I mean, it was crazy.
I love when he says, I was making me browns.
Yeah.
I was launching a sewer pickle, and it's a little tough when you sit down. You know, I love – you know, it's the guy's a food fornicator.
Please love to the show. Our next guest, one of my favorite people on the planet. I love him to death. The one and only Jimmy Schumer.
What's up, Tripoli?
Jimmy, this is the first time. Have you been in our studio?
I have not been in the studio. I've done the show once or twice, but we were on location. But yeah. This is the first time I'm actually in studio.
You were in the old Death Squad.
Yeah.
Studio. Then you did something at the Ice House. But this is the first time you've ever been in our Playboy Radio Studio.
I like it, bro.
What do you think of it?
I got a cold sore just talking into the mic. I don't know what they've been doing with this stuff before I got here. But
they've been doing some weird-ass shit. It's weird-ass stuff. Yeah. Jimmy, thank you so much for coming on. You're one of my favorite people. What's been going on? What's new in the world?
Bro, I just got back from China, bro.
Really?
In 20 days, I did 18 shows in 8 cities and 5 countries and 2 continents.
What? Wow.
I was in Hong Kong, Singapore, Macau, Shanghai. It's amazing. It was an amazing trip.
How many miles did you get?
Oh, great!
How many miles?
It was fucking great!
How many miles did you get?
Let me tell you something. If this bitch did it to push that button, he'd still be sleeping right now. I'm a goddamn road warrior, bitch.
That was his Chinese sound effects.
Was it? It wasn't that good.
Oh, really? Oh, great!
Okay, I get it. Who did that? Peter Cheng? I'm sorry. Who's the? It's a Chinese sound effect. Ni lo fang ma.
Mi sucky sucky.
Yeah. I don't think a little of that didn't go on either.
Me so horny.
Yeah, I bet you are. Fucking.
You're getting a verbal duel with sound machine.
I think you're about to pick up a sound.
I'm getting a fight with your sound machine. I'm about to pick a fight with your sound machine. Really? Okay, just stick it up your ass. Really?
All right, machine.
I'm a machine.
All right, asshole machine.
So let me ask you something.
Yeah.
You traveled everywhere.
I've been everywhere, yeah, pretty much.
I brought you on because I wanted to talk to you about how great it is to do comedy in China.
It's amazing, dude.
Right?
It's amazing. People go, how do you communicate with people? Like, I'm fucking sitting up there talking Mandarin. Like, I'm doing my jokes in Mandarin and Cantonese. Like, I'm bilingual. Like, there's an app for that. I do have an app to speak Chinese, but it's...
What do you do? You got an app and you put it in your...
No, I have...
Where's the hooker?
No,
I have
my earbud in, and I hit it, and it'll play... Like if you want to say I don't understand, it'll tell you how to say that. So I have my earbud in, I hit the button. Let me see if I can't pull it up. I'll give you an example. Here it is.
Right, all right,
right here. So we go. So you would go. This is general conversation. This is. Do you understand?
你懂了吗?
你懂了吗? So I have it in my earbud. I go. 你懂了吗? He goes. And then he says something to me. The problem with this app is
one-sided.
It's only one-sided. It's just like a real conversation. Let me tell you what's going on with me, Cabby. Let me tell you what's going on with me. Let me tell you. Do you understand? I don't understand. But anyway, but they're all expats over there. They're expats.
Oh, I love
it. They have these expat communities, like 25,000 people in Hangzhou.
I love it.
Which is a city I did. And they're all English speaking. They're Canadians, Australians, Americans, English, South Africans. They all speak English. They all love American comedy. And there's nothing for them to do. They're stuck over there teaching English. And when they bring over an American comedian, it's huge. You pack out. You do these pub shows. I mean, you know, I landed in Shanghai. I did Nanjing. I did Hangzhou. I did Suzhou. I went back in Shanghai for a couple days. And Shanghai's great, bro.
Shanghai is the shit.
Home to the tornado blowjob.
Well, okay, explain to us tornado blowjob.
Well, you know, you can't. I don't know if you can get them anymore, but when I was over there the first
time. Has the government outlawed me?
Believe it or not, I think you can. It's a real thing. But you go to the third floor of the Shanghai Hotel. and you walk in, it's just like a brothel. The girls come out with a number on them, and you put it, I want number 278. You take her in the back room, you pick the outfit she wears, because all those Chinese girls are a size zero, no tits, no ass, and then they change it to the outfit.
Now, tits and ass, is that extra? Is that like more chicken in your beef and broccoli?
No, you know what the funny thing is everything in China is fake. You get everything fake. You see an Apple store, you think it's an Apple store. The people that work there think it's an Apple store. They're not selling Apple products. You can get fake booze. You're sitting in the bar. You think you're drinking booze. You think it's real booze. No, it's fake booze. The one thing I'd like to see more fake of is fake tits. Not a fucking, nowhere around. Not a fake tit in the joint.
No.
I mean, when you're wearing yoga pants, you got a sag in the ass, there's a fucking problem. You have an innie as far as asses go. You know, we'd like to see an outie, but you got an innie.
Okay, before we get into this story of prostitution, I want to talk about a couple things about China.
Yeah.
First of all, what is the word for them when they're thinking? When they're sitting, they're like, hey, how much for how much for this taxi ride? They're like, do you know the word that they say?
I don't know the word.
You do.
The word is.
It's what you like to be called.
That's right.
What is the word?
Yes, it is. It's the N word. When you hear them, they say the N word.
It's like a stammer.
They say it. They just. So you just be like, hey, dude, do you know where the Burger King is, man? You're like, well, that's so offensive. They're just thinking out loud. That's their word for is the N word.
They might just be really like smart racists.
No, I there's so many Chinese people. There's like 1.4. The 0.4 is more than we have in our entire country.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, for every Chinese guy, there's 9 Chinese guys. Every time I stuck my hand in my pocket, I was shaking hands with a Chinese guy. I'm going, holy shit, these people are fucking everywhere. Give me a break.
But they have a problem with women right now, is that they've killed off all their chicks. There's no chicks in China.
That's not true, bro.
Really?
You go to Macau, 22nd floor, you go to a sauna. I felt like fucking James Bond.
Okay.
I walk in.
There's so many stories of prostitution. Let's start off with Shanghai Hotel.
All right, Shanghai Hotel, it's where you get the tornado blowjob. You walk in, you pick the girl, she picks the outfit. You go in, and you disrobe, and she goes and changes the outfit you picked. You then lay on your stomach, you're completely fucking naked with a towel over you. She comes in, she gives you a back rub. She rolls you over, gets you stiffer than a gay sailor at an NSYNC reunion concert. And at the bottom of the bed, there's these steps, and she runs up the steps, and she jumps on these bars, and she pulls her legs up, and she wraps them in these stockings. She hangs upside down. She puts your cock in her mouth, and she lets go. And she spins around on the head of your cock. It's called a tornado blowjob. Now, that comes with mouth spice options. Like you get it done with cinnamon or some fun, you know. Anyway, the point is, as she gets lower, her self-esteem gets lower, and it's fantastic to watch. It's worth the price of admission alone.
I would pay to watch you get a tornado blowjob.
Ah, bro, it's
or you could get one.
Listen, not everybody makes first team Cirque du Soleil, is what I'm saying. Not everybody makes the Chinese acrobatic squad. Okay, there's some four string and fifth string players that still need to feed their families.
How much does a tornado blowjob cost?
About $200.
$200 American.
Yeah, which turns out to be about 1,200 RBM, which is their money. 1,200 RBM.
Now, do you actually make money on this tour, Jimmy, or are you just spending on hookers the whole time?
No, I make money, bro. Look, I was so busy, I didn't have time. Bro, I didn't have time. I was in Singapore. I'm in Singapore. I said to the dude, I said, is there one thing I need to see before I go? He goes, yeah, take him down to Orchard Towers, or as the locals call it, Four Floors of Whores, okay, which is false advertising. There's only about 2 floors of whores, a floor of ladyboys, and the fourth floor are piles of genetic debris, some kind of like, you know, plastic surgeon mutants that guy put a vagina on the top of a breast. It's like, yeah, what the fuck are you? I don't know what I am.
Kill me.
Yeah, and I mean, it's bad enough. But, you know, you're I'm from Los Angeles. I'm walking down going, that's a dude. And then you see one of the most beautiful fucking women you've ever seen in your life. And turns out he's a fucking man. So as I travel to Orient, it turns out the best looking women are fucking Thai men, I think.
And how were those blowjobs?
I didn't get any, bro. I was too busy, man.
You've never been with a tranny?
No, I've never been with a tranny. Not that I was aware of. Put it this way. I woke up the next morning with whisker burn on the inside of my thigh. Okay? So I don't know. But, you know, some of those lady boys over there are, I'm telling you, you'd be hard-pressed. You wouldn't know until you were balls deep in the dirt button, you know what I'm saying? Until you were fucking knocking little fucking corn niblets out of your pubes, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. You just wouldn't know. Until you gutted her leather Cheerio like a housing and urban development project under renewal. You wouldn't know you were actually bald zeep in a dude's ass. You wouldn't know. You have to check the driver's license if you have to check a package area. It's a Frommer's tour guide. Chapter 2. Always check the package. Always grab the package and check it. Sure. They don't mind. They don't mind. That's fucking disturbing on every fucking level.
No, not on this show. It's great. Oh, man. So
anyway, what happens in Singapore never happened. But go ahead. Next question.
Let's talk about Singapore.
Singapore's great. I was there.
Singapore, they love karaoke bars, don't they?
Dude, I have a black belt in karaoke. I fit right in.
Everybody. And you go in these bars and it's like, imagine if Hooters, instead of girls in like orange shorts, they were just all Asian girls in schoolgirl outfits that sing karaoke. And then you buy them like.
Really?
Like, what would you say those are?
Sashes, yeah.
You buy them sashes, and the more sashes they get, the more money they make. And they just sing this, Aloha Kilo!
Yeah.
Shinkotakiho! Chikla! And everyone's like, yeah! You're like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I went to one of those places
called
Party
World.
There's
no soul. You just look. There's no soul
in
the eyes.
Let me tell you something. Here's the thing about that. Chinese women are beautiful. I mean, the ones that are beautiful, there's no average-looking Chinese girls. They're either smokingly fucking hot, or they look like they did a 100-yard dash in a 60-yard gym. They're, you know, but they dress sexy. They look sexy. Unfortunately, they don't know how to be sexy. It's like fucking a starfish. It's like fucking a starfish, bro. There's nothing to it. It's like, come on, what? I'm just saying. And all the Western girls over there are being ignored because all the dudes are have a little touchy yellow fever. So all the Western girls are over there.
Girls don't realize. I love listening to women bitch about women's rights in America. I'm like, you don't even know. You go to China, you can talk to chicks who live in China, Americanized, they're like, women have no rights over here. Yeah. We're totally devalued.
It's yeah, just, well, like, you know, human life is devalued over there.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, when you got 1.4 billion people, you can lose a couple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, nobody cares. No, yeah, it's one less guy I have to fight with to get on the subway in the morning.
How's the driving over there?
Dude, I saw a guy driving a hairdryer with a lawnmower motor attached to it. He had 3 TV sets. He had 4 bottles of water. His wife and kid, and he was texting. And he was texting while he was flying. Well, this guy's a one-man crime.
People don't realize how crazy the driving is over there.
Now, you got a billion fucking people. They all got to merge. They're all merging at some point. And there's people on bikes, pogo sticks. It's fucking crazy. They're just going in and out of traffic. It's like...
Now, if you want to make a left-hand turn in China, you have to... come from the farthest right lane.
First off,
it's not like
it's
over.
Not, it's not called a left. It's called a reft. Let's be correct. It's called a reft.
That app's really helped you.
If you want to make a reft,
that app's really helped you.
That app really helped me to be racist. That app's really helped me to be racist.
I want to go left. I need to go raft. Okay, good.
Now but actually, when you're over there, you're chaperoned the whole time. You have people to speak fluent Chinese. You're never in a bad situation at all. I mean, you know, I think I don't know if it's a jet lag or whatever it is, but for the first couple of days, you're not farting with a lot of confidence, if you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't.
And you don't know what you're eating. Well, I'm just telling you, it's you know, you get a little touch of the, you know, you.
Who farts with confidence?
I do, bro.
Americans,
usually,
baby.
Usually I do. I fart with a lot of confidence when I know it's coming. And you have to look at the sphincter muscle. The sphincter muscle is a very smart muscle because your sphincter muscle can determine between gas and solid waste.
Yes.
That's why guys lift the one cheek up and let one rip because they know there's nothing coming out. That's the sphincter muscle. It's a very smart muscle. That's why you don't want to fuck with your fucking sphincter muscle on any level. Because then you won't be farting with a lot of confidence.
It's only an exit.
That's only an exit. That's what I'm saying. You don't want to be doing deep knee bends over a fire hydrant. You know what I'm saying? Your ass will look like an old catcher's mitt. And you won't be farting with a lot of confidence. That's the theme of the show. I won't be farting with a lot of confidence.
Great.
Have you made that into a t-shirt? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm selling them after my show. Jimmy Schubert, I'm not farting with a lot of confidence, Thor.
You should sell whoopee cushions on the show.
On the back, it says, pull my finger. Seriously.
Oh, my God. So funny, dude. So the first time you went there, you kind of went hooker crazy. You didn't.
No, I just got the tornado. The thing is, dude, I'm so you don't understand. You're moving every day. You're traveling every day. You know, you're traveling every day. I mean, the pace of the tour is ridiculous.
Now, were you by yourself or with other people?
No, I'm by myself. You land at airports and dudes meet you. They drive you to the gig. Your show's at 7 o'clock. We're doing this gig. You do your show. You have a couple pops. You get back to the room. You wake up the next day. You got a show that night. So you're just trying to – and the jet lag is like getting sucker punched in the back of the head, both going and coming. I mean, I'm just finally getting back to normal. I get it on Tuesday. But it's a 14-hour flight both ways.
It's crazy, though, dude. It's a crazy flight over there, man.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, it's actually, you know, it's the most capitalist place I've ever been in my life. It's more capitalist than America. You can walk down the street with a beer in your hand. They don't bother you, man. They don't bother you. In Hong Kong was awesome. I got 4 suits made.
Yeah, I did that with Jimmy Schubert, man. 4 suits. I mean, with Steve Byrne.
Steve Byrne. Get some suits made while you're over there.
Yeah. You go down, you barter with them. That's the best.
Well, I went to Hong Kong. I got the suits made in Hong Kong, and I got an old white tuxedo jacket, and I got a black suit with red lining. I got this other blue suit with a light blue lining. You can pick all the details of the suit, and they'll measure you top to bottom, forward, sideways, and then you come back 4 days later, and these things fit like a glove.
I'm just curious because I want to know how much different it is from the tornado blowjob. How much are the suits?
The suits are $400.
Ah, 2 tornadoes.
But if you get, but look, I already got the tornado, man. Okay, it's done.
Leave with the suits.
You leave with the suits. Yeah. And then when you get a tornado blowjob, you leave with potato flakes in your pubes the next morning. But either way, you're taking something away from Asia with you.
Could you see yourself moving over there?
No, I couldn't see myself moving over here, dude. I couldn't. I mean, look. I like a personal space, you know, over there, there's no personal space. You just, the light goes green, you just go for it. There's a lot of Asian people. There's a lot of Asian people, dude.
There's a lot of hookers, too, like European hookers, too.
Oh, there's Russian broads. You don't ever want to stick your fucking pecker in a fucking soulless Russian broad.
Yeah.
Look what they did to Mel Gibson. Yeah. Look what they did to that poor Mel Gibson. They turned, you fucking bitch. She just fucking, they're just vacuous, shallow, empty holes of human beings. Stay away from the Russian broads.
No, without a doubt, every guy I've ever known who dated a Russian, after about 3 weeks, if they didn't get married, shit was fucking disappearing. Stuff would just disappear. Pets, stuff in their house.
Yeah.
Gone, set on fire.
Yeah.
Marry me or die. That's the Russian way.
Just, you know, what did you do for entertainment before I came along, honey? Yeah. 3 weeks, you know, remember, yeah, really? And now I noticed my TV remote control is missing. You know,
your dog's gone.
My dog's gone. A little note left, written in Russian. I don't like you no more. I'm going to the pounds. I'm putting myself up for adoption. I don't like you anymore. My dog didn't write this. Your dog did write this. He don't like you no more. And I'm starting not to like you neither. Hey, shut up and suck it. That's it. I'm going to cut your balls off. I love you too, Cupcake. I would never, dude. Russian broads off limits.
Yeah, I have 3 chicks I don't bang. Underage, married, Russians.
There you go. Thank you.
Stay away from all of them.
Stay away from all that. Put that on your, cross those off your bucket list.
Yeah.
Underage, married
Russians.
That's it. That's all.
None of them lead to anything good. Obviously, you don't do underage. That's just uncalled for, unnecessary.
That's right. There's too many. Why would you want to?
Yeah.
Why would you? Ow, it hurts. Come on. You want somebody who knows what the fuck they're doing.
Right.
You want somebody who knows. You want somebody who's been on the business end of a flesh musk before and knows what's going on.
Yeah.
You don't want Sandusky that cherry. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You want somebody. Look, honey, go back and fuck 30 guys and go back and see me when you're 18. You know what I mean? And the Russian broads, off limits, and married broads, there's enough single broads.
Just bad karma, dude.
Bad karma, bro.
Every time I bait, and this is like 20 years ago, anytime I hooked up with a married chick, they'd always tell me they're separated. And married women will tell you that, just so you don't feel guilty. I'm separated. You'd hook up with them, and the next day I got fired from my jobs. Had to me 3 times.
What?
Why?
It's just bad karma, dude. I'm telling you, it's bad karma.
Oh, so they're unconnected. These married women weren't working where
they
were working.
I mean, you know, you basically, I mean, these two people stand there under the eyes of God. Under the eyes of God. And take a sacrament called marriage till death do us part. And here comes Tripoli with his fucking flesh musket just jamming in this fucking chick's fucking dirt button and then bad karma. You're fired. You get Donald Trumped for no good reason. You just fucked a married bro. I didn't know she was married. She said she was separated. That's it.
Well, you're not part of the Del Taco family anymore, Mr. Tripoli.
Oh, man. That is hilarious. That is so funny. Do you ever do Latin America, bud?
I've done some stuff. I did at the Acamel Comedy Festival in Acamel, Mexico. It's about an hour south.
You banged some Mexican
food? No, I didn't do anything like that. No. I'm a kind of OCD guy. That kind of shit freaks me out anyway. But, you know, but when in Rome, do like the Romans.
No land hookers.
I'm a first
but
bro,
Roman hookers.
Bro, you could search high and low all over the continent. You ain't going to find somebody to give you a tornado blowjob just on a fucking bet. You know what I mean? I mean, and that's not something you want an amateur doing. You can lose a helmet. You can lose your fucking purple helmet if some fucking amateur tries to give you a tornado blow. You want a fucking trained member of the acrobatic squad hanging upside down doing that. This is not something for amateurs.
Yeah. It's like there wasn't any fear that she might go cheese grater right on your dick.
Yeah. No, I wasn't afraid. I was in the hands of a capable professional.
Why? Do they have a certificate on the wall? Show where they graduated from?
Yeah, they have I graduated from Phoenix University.
How did you know that? Did you put your little app up to it and take a picture?
No, I could just tell. You know, I could just tell the ease and grace in which she pulled herself up and wrapped her legs in those silk stockings.
Now, when she's done, do you high-five her at that point, or what do you do? Let her know that it was a good job.
No, I you know, you blow the baby battery and you know, she gets a hot rag, she cleans you up. You fucking say, nice work. I liked it. That's very impressive.
Now, did she ask you to give her a good Yelp review?
I did give her a good review. That's the one thing I did do. She goes, like our Facebook page. She said, if you get a chance, like our Facebook page. Like our Facebook page.
Jimmy Schubert. You are the best, dude.
You're the best, Sam Tripoli. You're the best. You're the man.
What else is going on? What else is new? Any good stories of debauchery with Jimmy Schubert? There's always some great story. Are you banging comedy waitresses in kitchens?
Hey, bro, you live long enough.
Yeah.
All that stuff happens. I will tell you this. I was in Macau. Macau is like the Las Vegas of Asia.
Oh, that's great.
So you walk up in there, and that's the, I think that one hotel, the Lipson Hotel, was in the James Bond movie.
Ah.
But Stanley Ho, who's a guy from Macau, owned the only gaming license in Macau for the last 30 years. He's one of the richest men in the world. He has four wives and 16 kids who are all getting ready to fight for his billions. I think he has $66 billion, so he's extremely wealthy. In his hotel, the Lipson, they have a thing called the Carnival of Horrors. It's a carousel of horrors. It's a merry-go-round of horrors. So I'm walking through and checking out this, because this is like Vegas on steroids.
The music in the background?
You basically, on the floor in the Lipson, it's a circular hotel. They just walk around in circles. They walk around circles. They're like, they could let you go. And I'm sitting there eating some pork in this restaurant.
Hold on, you're eating at a whorehouse?
No, it's not a whorehouse. It's called the Carousel of Whores. It's actually.
Get it right.
My apology.
And it's in a freaking casino. I'm telling you, it's in a casino. You're sitting there in a restaurant, and these girls are walking round and round. It's called the Carousel of Whores. And you got to. I mean, because Stanley Ho, who I mentioned previously earlier, they just let four other gaming licenses go in Macau. So now Steve Wynn's over there, the MGM's over there. So they all have to compete to get the business. So this guy Stanley Ho has a joint called the Carousel Horse, which you're not going to see in any other hotel. You're just not going to see these girls just walking around in circles. Obviously, I didn't get involved in any of that situation.
Obviously.
Obviously. I was
you're a tornado blowjob or nothing.
No, tornado blowjob or nothing. The tornado blowjob is a specialty item. You know what I mean? It's not like, hey, my parents went to Disneyland and all I got was a shirt. Hey, my uncle went to fucking China, got a tornado blowjob, and all I got was this T-shirt with stains on it. You know? No, but they do have, over in China, the man is obviously king. But this was
sounds like a great place.
Yeah, you would love it. And I didn't go, but they have these saunas over there where you go over and it's like a regular sauna. You can soak in a hot tub and yada yada. And when you get the sauna treatment, you get two extras. You get a body wash and you get a foot massage. And then so then you go, oh, this is fantastic. And then just then, like, this whole fucking team of, like, 25 girls come out dressed in lingerie.
A pack of whores.
A pit crew.
A gaggle of gash. A gaggle of gash comes out dressed in fucking lingerie. And you just pick a couple and you can spend an hour with them. I didn't do that. I was just fucking exhausted. But, I mean, really, you don't have time to do all these things. But you hear these stories. People tell you about, well, if you're in town, you need to go there. It's like, what happens? And they tell you, you know. And that's what happened.
You didn't enjoy the carousel of whores?
I enjoyed it. But what are you going to do? That's what I want. So I want a girl who's fucked every Asian tourist to come down the pipe. And then I fucking pull out my flesh musket. Are you telling me
there's a bunch of hookers like power walking?
Yes.
Around
that's
like,
exactly what the fuck I'm telling you.
It's not even a moving platform. No, they're the carousel.
That's exactly right. Jeez. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
They're feeling their heart rate. They're checking their watches. It's
like old people at the mall. They're just fucking walking in circles. They're like old. They're in leisure suits. Actually, no. They're dressed nicer than that. But I'm telling you, it's
these girls are power walking in high heels.
Power walking in high heels, dressed to the nines, and just walking around in circles. And they keep going around and around. It's called the Carousel Horse. Another hotel has 6-foot Filipino women to greet you as you're walking.
Now, are you sure they're women?
No, I'm positive they're women. Oh, yeah, they're women. World class, bro. That if you would put those in the carousel situation, it's a whole nother ballgame. It's a whole nother ballgame.
Mind blowing. That's probably why they don't do it.
Mind blowing.
Now, do you love 6-foot Filipino women?
There's not a lot of them. Filipino women traditionally are very short.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But to see a 6-foot Filipino brother, that's like a special blend of Amazonian 6-foot Filipino women.
Do they take Groupon over there?
They don't, actually. They don't take Groupon over there, unfortunately.
It doesn't take Groupon.
No, they don't take Groupon, but the thing is, it's like fucking, it's like Asian money. It's almost like Monopoly money in your mind.
Yeah,
it's fucking Asian. It's a Monopoly money. It's not like real.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And the crowds love you when you go over there.
Yeah, I had a great show that night. I had a great show.
What joke kills the hardest in Asia?
They all do pretty well. I'm like you, you know. You know, it's all tried and tested. I mean, if it's funny, it's funny. It doesn't make a difference.
You got to talk slower when you're over there?
I do. I do have to talk a little slower because I do.
I found that out, too. You got to talk really slow.
Well, you know, you got to let them get a chance to decipher it. They have to hear it and break it down, and then they get it. But, you know, in Shanghai, you know, half the audience was English-speaking Chinese people.
Oh, yeah.
And they were laughing. You know, they got it. You know?
They get everything over there.
Dude, it's like being in New York City. It's really no difference except with Asian people. It's just like it's just
Shanghai is so next level. I had such great time.
Oh.
It's like, and they eat anything over there. If you die on the sidewalk, you will be served at some restaurant.
Dude, don't kid yourself. My buddy was over there telling me a story. He saw this lady with she had like a big pup, a big dog and two little puppies. And everybody goes, oh, look at these little puppies. They're so cute. She goes, there were 8 of them, and I didn't know I would have saved you 2. And everyone, oh, my God. And she got embarrassed for a minute. But, dude, these people are so poor. You don't understand. They're so poor. It's like, you know, they don't, like.
They're so nice, though.
No, they're nice, but they just, it's either that or starve.
Yeah, right. They're
sorry.
Surviving. They're not trying to have a cute pet.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, you know, that's the funny thing over there. I mean, there's no PETA in China.
Right.
There's no PETA, you know. people eating tasty animals. That's what it stands for in China.
People for eating tasty animals. People, that's what you eat in China.
But they don't. I mean, it's not like it's not like it is here, man. It's just, you know, there are so many people over there. I mean, imagine trying to employ that workforce. 1.7 billion people. I mean, you know, we don't. We are 0.4, and we still have like 22% unemployment. Could you imagine employing that many people running it? You know,
have you seen the Vice story on where they're just building ghost
That's so
cities?
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah,
giant ghost cities.
I have seen that. Well, because you know they're and dude, and all the buildings are 50 floors, 50, 60 floors. There's giant skyscrapers in Hong Kong. The most expensive real estate in the world. They have to build straight up. And these things look, I mean, you're going.
On a smaller level, that's what's happening in LA. If you drive around everywhere, all these condominiums are just building straight up. There's nowhere else to build out.
No,
you got to build up.
My last night in Hong Kong, we went out to eat. We went up to the top of the peak, but you couldn't see anything because it
top
was.
Top of the PP?
Top of the peak. Oh. Top of the peak, so you can look down and see the city. But when we got back down, dude said, hey, I got to take you. We got to show you. There's these things called, they're called Hooker Hiltons. They're called Hooker Hiltons. I'm not kidding you. And you walk in, and it's like a hotel room. It's like a hotel room. It's like a floor of hotel rooms, but they're all in pink with like, what do I call that, that shit. Not something I did. I'm not saying I did it. I didn't do it.
No, nobody thinks you did anything. The only thing we think you did
Listen,
was.
Listen, look, if I was a real douchebag, I'd go, yeah, I went in there, and I fucked them all, and I said, second shift in. That didn't happen. I believe me, I'm not a fucking douchebag. I was just
hey, if
curious.
You did, I wouldn't think you were a douchebag anyways.
Well, look, if I did, I'd be telling you I did. Okay? I'd be bragging about it. I'd be showing you my genital warts and bragging about it. But I had my penis laminated. That's the way you save money on condoms. Sure, you lose a little sensitivity, but what the hell? You know what I mean? You don't have to worry about getting fucking genital warts. I had my penis laminated. It's fantastic. I can fucking... It's fucking crap. Who gave me coffee? That's what I want to know. Who fucking? I never have a second cup at home. It's great. It's great. I gotta tell you, man.
Are you scheduled to go back again?
No, not. I'm not scheduled to go back. I got something big coming up. I can't talk about it because they signed a confidentiality agreement, so I can't say anything. But I got something in the works.
I'm so happy for you. You're always working. You're an awesome, hilarious dude.
Nah, dude.
You're one of my favorites. I've known you for 20 years.
Dude. I know, dude. I remember we in Las Vegas. In Las Vegas, you were coming up. Back when I did that at the MGM. Catch a Rising Middle Act.
Yeah.
Yeah, you used to do the Catch a Rising Middle Act Club over there. And you were up there and you guys were.
You play Vegas at all anymore?
Yeah, I do. I do Brad Garrett's room and I'm going to be up there Easter week in April.
Oh, that's great.
Which is a great place to go. On Easter, you dye the hookers different colors and you hide them all over the city. You try to find them. Good night. No.
That's right next to the Hooters Hotel.
It's across the street. The MGM. Yeah. Yeah, but that's a great club, man. It's Brad Garrett runs a great club.
I play the LA Comedy Club.
Yeah, I used to do that gig. I mean, the funny thing is about those clubs up there, there's just always new clubs popping up and stuff like that. But I think I found a home at Brad Garrett's Club. I really like it. You do one show a night. It's one of the best green rooms in the history of green rooms I've ever been in my entire life. It's really great. And, Vegas is always fun.
You ever hear Nick DiPaolo's joke about why would they build a Hooters in Vegas? It's the fight.
Love the joke, but go on.
It's like, why is there a Hooters in Vegas? I mean, it's to say you pay a chick $5 to shit on your chest. Why are you going to fucking Hooters?
Yeah. It's a family restaurant.
Yeah.
Which is another like, you know, gag. I know, it's so stupid. It's not a Hooters. It's a fucking Hooters casino. It's a casino.
Yeah.
Hooters has a whole casino.
How's it doing?
Not good, bro.
Yeah, I mean, why?
I mean, it's chock full of rednecks, bro. And I never judge a man by the color of his neck, but it's chock full of rednecks. It's you walk in there, you go, really? It's just, these guys must be up here for, you know, some kind of NASCAR race. Just,
now, I don't know if you guys know this about Jimmy Schubert, but he used to open for Sam Kennison.
Oh yeah,
back in the day, bro. Lucky to be alive. Got about 6 brain cells left, and they're in a boat going, "Who's got the map? Who's got the map?"
But dude, you're on fire, though, dude. You kill it.
Yeah, dude. I remember going to Vegas, and this is many years ago, many, many years ago, and this is back when I used to party. But I remember smuggling an ounce bag of blow in my balls at the Burbank Airport, flying to Vegas with an ounce bag because they needed some stuff. So we go up there, and it was back, and Billy Idol's there, and they had all these rock and roll dudes. And You'd show up, and dude, no sleep. I mean, it was like 4 or 5 days. You're doing shows. I mean, it was ridiculous, bro. It was crazy. I mean, I can't even believe I just admitted to that. But it was. It was.
Well, it's all right, dude.
But I mean, it was gone by the end of the weekend, and I would go, "Geez, I say, thing is done. Hey, we got a lot of noses to feed." But there were strippers, dude. I mean, I'm not kidding you. That was like, I mean, I don't know if I would go back and do it, but it was just one of the greatest times of my life. I felt like I was in a rock band, but I was touring with Sam Kinison.
That's when comedy is rock star shit.
Yeah, but he did it, and believe me, we did 3 weeks at the Dunes, 3 weeks at the Dunes Hotel, and we're supposed to do two, but we got held over for our third week because the show to come in after us canceled. It was like a male dance review show. They canceled, and they said, "Sam, you want to do a third week?" But by this time, we'd already put the legwork in at the Olympic Gardens. We'd been over there with Billy Idol. We're walking out. Hey. And I'm telling you, it happened. The third week it happened. It was one of the best nights of my life. We had three shows, 7, 9, and 11. After the 7 o'clock show, I met a chick backstage. She goes backstage. Yeah, I have a sitter. Took her upstairs. Boom. Threw a little nut butter in her. All right, thank you. Good night. She goes, "I got to get home. I got a sitter." So I fucking shower, jump in my suit, go back down to the 9 o'clock show. Boom. Meet a chick after that. Take her upstairs. A little toddler juice right down the guzzle chute. Boom. Jump in the shower. Clean up. Jump back in. Get ready. Go down for the 11 o'clock show. Meet another chick. Takes me a little longer. Wind up fucking squirting all over her belly. And I'm sitting there. I'm fucking exhausted. I don't even think I have any more cum left in my balls. I'm out of my fucking head. I'm fucking all hopped up on the fucking Bolivian marching powder. And then I fucking go, all right, finally, I'll go lay down. And I fucking, next thing you know, I hear a knock at the door. It's about 4 o'clock in the morning. I look through the people. There's one of the dancers from the Olympic Gardens in a fucking trench coat. And I go, "Oh, really? Come on in." And I just knocked the bottom out of this. And I
four chicks one night.
From 7 to 7, I finally squirted. She goes, "You always last that long?" I go, "Yeah, always. Usually when I have 3 broads before you, yeah. I usually last that long."
Oh, did you tell her that?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I didn't want to hurt her feeling. I didn't want to hurt her feelings. Singular.
Her feelings.
She's a stripper, bro. She only has one.
She's a trench coat stripper.
She's a trench coat stripper.
She's low on feelings.
But I mean, that was what it was like. That was the craziness of that tour. Fuck. For 5 years of my life, it was like that kind of madness. I mean, it was just, I mean, I think I'm outlining a book. I think I'm going to write a book and just tell people straight up how fucking nuts it was. Because, I mean, that I'm alive still is beyond reason.
And killing it.
Yeah, and killing it, and on the Sam Tripoli Naughty Show.
And you got something coming up you can't talk about.
Not going to talk about it.
Let's take a guess. What do you think it is?
No, don't. Can't do it. Don't do it to yourselves. Because I won't say yes or no either way. But I just did David Tell's new show for Comedy Central.
Oh, that's great. How was it?
That was great. It's that late night, uncensored, unfiltered show.
Who knew?
It was... Ali Wong opened, and this kid named Junior Stup going on before me, but they had Tom Rhodes. They had more established comedians doing it. Ari Shaffir did it, but it did it at the Comedy Cellar at the Underground. And it was
it's awesome, dude.
Yeah, it was great. So that's going to be on in April, and, you know, got a couple other things working, but we're not, going to jinx it. Anyway.
You're a hustler, brother. You're
good work, bro. Good work ethic.
You're a hustler. Jimmy Schubert, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. Boosh.
Anytime, bud. Anytime. So,
do you not take a break on this show? Do you have not commercials?
No, we already did take a break.
Oh, we took a break? Huh?
Yeah.
Now it's just you've been on. Hours. We took a break, yeah, before.
Yeah, because I haven't shut the fuck up since I've been here. I'm going, did they ever do commercials on this show?
No.
What were you like on coke? Would you just go even faster?
I know Jimmy Schubert on coke. I knew him back in the way back many years ago.
You know, and that would actually have the opposite effect.
Really?
On
yeah.
I
would just,
I don't think so.
No, I would kind of I would kind of sit there and grind my teeth.
Yeah, be thinking a mile a minute.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Well, you know, this is
there were sparks flying, but there was also words flying too.
Yeah, but this is who I am. I don't need fucking cocaine. Yeah.
No, you're the best, dude.
I don't. It's nothing but trouble.
You're the best. I love you, dude. I love you.
I love you too, Sammy.
What do you have? Anywhere you want to push, you're going to be?
Yeah, I'm going to be in Chicago at St. Charles, the Pheasant Run Resort here on March 26th through the 29th.
All right.
Out there, I'll be doing that. And I'll be at Brad Garrett's Club in Vegas Easter weekend. And I'll be at Flappers on the 21st. Which is a Friday night for 2 shows.
Awesome.
I have, and then Saturday I'm doing something else.
Okay. Can't talk about that.
Can't talk about it.
Go on.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nope.
I want to do flappers with you sometime. I'd like to do
love
a big
do that.
Room when there's actually people there.
Yeah.
I like flappers.
I got news for you, dude. That's my favorite. Those audiences are my favorite audiences in Los Angeles.
I would like to do the main room on a weekend. They just won't give it to me. I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know, man. It's just.
Dude, no, you're a crusher. Have they seen you work?
I don't know, dude.
Have they seen you work, man?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Too dirty?
I don't know. I'm not even that dirty.
No, you really
dude.
Aren't.
No, dude, you're hilarious.
People think I'm yeah. dirty. I'm
and
really
even if you were dirty, you're so funny that it shouldn't fucking
yeah,
work.
Yeah. Right. Here's the rule of comedy. It should be fucking funny over anything else.
Yes.
Funny. If people are laughing, hey, it's not my thing, yeah, but they're laughing.
Totally. It's choice.
It's
you
weird.
Give people choice.
Yeah. I will be in.
At Flappers, right, Sam?
No. I will be in Portland. I will be in Portland March 18th at the Funny House. Seattle, March 19th at the Highline, and then I'll be in Victoria, British Columbia, the 20th, 21st, and 22nd at Heckler. So I'm doing a little run next week. I'm very excited about it. I hope everybody comes out and fucking rocks. Here's the thing, man. I'm putting out an album. It should be done in the next couple days. I really want people to come see me live because the whole live show is different than anything else. It is chaos. I need to get more people to come see me live because it's the best show ever. I go for it. I try to burn the place down. That's
bro,
who.
Yeah, you blow the roof off the joint. You burn the place down. The comedy club better have its insurance premium paid.
Well, that's why I'm doing rock clubs, dude. Rock clubs, as long as someone doesn't die or get murdered, they're fine.
Yeah.
That's all they care about.
You know, and you just lose the pyrotechnic show.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to. What was that? It was the Great White.
Yeah.
You don't want a great white incident?
Fire, yeah.
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 You don't want that.
You don't want that.
Yeah. That's just not knowing who you are and where you're going. Do we have anything to push?
Yes. Please follow at Jackie Cation and check out her podcast, The Dork Forest. We're highlighting her this week on All Things Comedy. And if you go to allthingscomedy.com, her latest special is available for only $5.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, when do you feature Jimmy Schubert in All Things Comedy?
What? Do you do a special on? Do you do a podcast on it?
No. I don't.
All right. Well, we'll figure that out then.
I do a podcast, though.
All right. We'll talk. We'll make it happen. Guys, we love you.
Get in the mix, Jimmy.
Get in the mix.
Jimmy Schubert, we loved you. Great show, everybody. Playboy Radio, Naughty Show, All Things Comedy. Stay black, everybody. We'll see you on next time. Bye.
Torontonians, don't let us down. Give Rob Ford what he needs. A little more time in office.